It is a very sad day. She's a wonderful person behind the stage. She was here at the Hippodrome in Baltimore, March of 2012, to a sold-out audience. And we were actually speaking with her agent to bring her back in our 2015-16 season. So everyone here is really sad. Everyone's been telling stories. You know, she had a QVC line when she came to do the show. She gave all the girls scarves from her line and everything and gave everyone hugs on the way out. So she was a very genuine person. She had wonderful ties to Broadway, and I remember meeting her many times at some of the opening nights on Broadway. She was always there, a true New Yorker, loved Broadway, and really a legendary comedian. I mean, you see people like Lucille Ball and Joan Rivers. These are original, wonderful people that have all their own material, and, you know, she just really never let anyone off the hook. She was an equal opportunity comedian, so she's going to be missed, definitely.
Much of the public never saw Joan Rivers other than through her act. You had the rare opportunity to be with her on certain occasions when she wasn't, as we say, on. What type of a person was she when she wasn't on
stage? She's an amazing, giving, loving, wonderful person. Every time like I said, she literally gave everyone at the Hippodrome a hug out the way out the door, thanked everyone for being there and working. And like I said, she was very kind to her audiences after the show. Everyone just had a really magnetic personality and, you know, a heart of gold. She was a very true, down-to-earth person, just a wonderful lady.
How would you say her longevity lasted until age 81? Literally, I mean, just weeks ago, she was still doing things.
Well, she's booked, I mean, all through this year, and she had a tour going out for next year as well. So she was nonstop. You know, she cataloged all her jokes, all the things that she's done. She was sharp as a tack. She's just an amazing entertainer. She's a legend. I mean, she really is a legendary comedian. And, you know, the world definitely lost a wonderful lady today. Yeah, it's really sad.
How do you think her pairing with her daughter helped her career?
You know, I think, again, she's a mom, and she's a Jewish mom. She's going to take care of her daughter. I think she put her daughter under her wing. And, I don't know if Melissa really found herself as much as her mother ever did, but she was making sure she was taking her with her. So, she did a lot of other fun stuff. She did the Trump show, and she lived her life the way she wanted to live it, and she wasn't going to let anyone tell her any other way. So, I just think she's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of person, and I think the world's going to really miss her.